Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Accelerated Learning. Accelerated learning is a way of presenting information to the mind so that you can more easily and accurately understand, memorize, and recall it later. Accelerated learning techniques are useful if you are a student, a teacher, a professional communicator, or you simply are interested in improving your memory through training. Some definitions. What is learning? Learning is a difficult concept to pin down. There are various notions. The behaviorists school say, learning is defined as a change in observable behavior. Plato said, learning is gaining knowledge of the universal abstract forms. Aristotle said, learning is remembering. Michel Thomas, the brilliant language teacher, said, you don't learn by repetition, you learn by understanding. Once you really know it, you won't forget. For our purposes, learning is the assimilation, understanding, recall, and accurate use of knowledge. So what is accelerated learning? Accelerated learning is a method of study that helps the learner to encode, memorize, and recall, and then use information more easily and efficiently than traditional methods. As a learner, you have three important responsibilities. One, to understand the material as you first encounter it. This requires your full mental focus. Two, to memorize the material so that you recall it after the initial presentation. Three, to actually use the material once you've learned it. Memory technique can itself be memorized by the following mnemonic. RAISE, R-A-I-S-E. R is repetition. A is association. I is imagination. S is structure. E is energy. Repetition. If you hear it only once, you'll probably forget most of it. You need to hear it more than once. Repetition is the mother of skill. Repetition is the mother of skill. Repetition is the mother of skill. Repeat your exposure to the material which you want to memorize. To memorize new material, review it at least 5 times. A. Association. Learning is sometimes seen as making associations between what we already remember to what we want to remember. There are 3 steps to association. Create a strong mental image of the information. Associate the new information to some item that you can already see in your mind's eye. And use action to associate and glue the images together. Association requires imagery. Imagery is the mental ability of generating vivid, colorful pictures in the mind's eye. Some people are better at this than others. Using the imagination to create vivid associations is the key to memory techniques. Notes on imagery. To some degree, everyone thinks in pictures. If I were to ask you, how many windows are there in the back of your house? You would create a mental picture in your mind's eye and start counting. We all think in pictures. All memory champions become champions by developing their creative imagery. They use movement, color, violence, sex, logic, absurdity, exaggeration, impossibility to make their mental images stick together. But there are other forms of association. Imagery, words, and physical movements. Physical movements are what I call muscle memory. Muscle memory is information encoded as movement. Example, phone numbers can sometimes be encoded not as pictures, not as numbers, but as the movements of your fingers across the keypad of your phone. Similar, PIN numbers at cash dispensers at the bank. You can't remember the number, but your hand remembers the movement. Touch typists do not know the position of the keys unless he or she is allowed to wiggle fingers to access the information. S. Structure. Knowledge is hierarchical, or at least it should be. Structure your message like a tree. Knowledge has a branching structure similar to a tree. Fundamental ideas form the trunk. These are the three or four essentials of the message. Next come the major themes that grow from the fundamentals, like branches. Then third, a number of minor themes come later, growing from the major themes. And finally, there are many details, like leaves on a tree. It's important to organize information in a logical order. Organize your thoughts. Let them come to your mind as a sequence of related ideas, not a mixed-up jumble of concepts. Decide which ideas are fundamental, which ideas are derivatives, which ideas are merely details, and make the connections between them clear. Knowing the facts on their own won't be enough. You must integrate them. Energy. In nature, the golden rule is use it or lose it. And in relation to new learning, you must do something with the knowledge. Integrate new knowledge into what wider knowledge. Apply your knowledge in real-life applications. Interact, compare and contrast your understanding with other views. Move, use muscle memory. And laugh, add humor and associate learning to pleasure. Summary. Accelerated learning is a method of study that helps the learner to encode, memorize, and recall and use information more easily and efficiently than traditional methods. Memory technique can itself be memorized by the following mnemonic. RAISE. R. Repetition. A. Association. I. Imagination. S. Structure. And E. Energy. Thank you.